Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Corey, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. I hope you're having a great Friday and grateful that you're listening. Our summer series, Under the Sun, found us in the last few verses of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 this week, where Solomon writes, "I turned my heart to know and to search out and to seek wisdom and the scheme of things, and to know the wickedness of folly and the foolishness that is madness, and I find something more bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets and whose hands are fetters." Here Solomon searches for and experiments with pleasure, meaning, satisfaction, purpose by trying to please his sexual appetite with women. Solomon, like so many today, went looking for that which would support, strengthen, and make him feel like life was worth living through sexual desires. Ultimately, with this pursuit, as with others, Solomon finds nothing to satisfy the searchings of his heart. He describes this pursuit as more bitter than death. He describes it as a snare, a trap, as if he was imprisoned. He found nothing but a fleeting sexual thrill. He found himself involved with women who did not give him what he was looking for, and he still felt the same empty loneliness as before. Solomon's indulgence in pursuing his sexual desires is what the Bible calls sexual immorality, which practically speaking is anything outside of how God, the Creator, designed sex, sexuality, intimacy, marriage, and love to operate. Therefore, sexual immorality is sin. And on Sunday, we spent all of our time unpacking what God had to say about this, and we saw how even though God has created sex and sexuality and intimacy and marriage and love, even when done His way, they will not ultimately satisfy our soul. Only in Jesus will we find eternal satisfaction for our soul. But in the few moments we have together here today, let me just share a few of the things regarding the snare and the trap of sexual immorality. First, it's not what's trending on social media, not our feelings, not our emotions that set the standard for sex or sexuality or intimacy, marriage, or even love. Rather, it needs to be God's word. The one who designed and created these is the one who gets to define them and tell us how they are to be used properly for our good and for His glory. So just a quick accountability check. Is God's word your standard on these things? Number two, if you are struggling with sexual immorality, don't just hear, read, or even agree with God's word. I want to encourage you to apply it. That battling and experiencing victory over temptation of sexual immorality can come through the application of God's word. So what does it look like for us to apply 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18, where it tells us to flee sexual immorality? What does it look like for you and I to keep the marriage bed pure, like it says in Hebrews 13:4? What would it take if you renewed your mind, like Romans 12:2 talks about? And lastly, along the same lines, if you are battling or participating in or carrying the regret or holding the guilt of sexual immorality, I want to let you know that purity can start today, that you can begin to write a new chapter today, that you can let today be the day that you leave all of the hurt and all of the regret and all of the shame and all of the guilt and all of the sin behind by turning to Jesus, repenting of your sin, and walking forward in His forgiveness and healing. Remembering, like it says in 1 John 1:9, that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That, like Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Let me pray for us today as we ponder these things. Heavenly Father, we praise You for how You show us amazing, perfect, eternal love through Jesus. We praise You for Your word that sets the standard for sex and sexuality and intimacy and marriage and love. And for those today struggling with sexual immorality, I pray that they would turn from those ways and turn to You, Jesus. And in Jesus, we not just battle the temptation of sexual immorality, but Lord, you would allow us to experience victory over it. And for every Christian out there, may we engage this world with truth and the power of the gospel. May we be prepared to share our faith and reach out to those lost in an overly sexualized world, but do so with grace and do so with truth, and do so with love, respect, and gentleness, standing firm on your word, and at the same time, allowing others to see in us the one who created us is the only one who knows how to satisfy our soul. And would they desire the same? It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.